Welcome to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich, where faith meets action and transformation is non-negotiable. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts, and I believe now is the time to step boldly into your power, walk in divine wisdom, and claim the life you were meant to live. Each episode, I'll bring you real, unfiltered truth, because this world needs leaders who refuse to shrink. Let's get it. Welcome to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich, where spiritual truth meets daily transformation. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts, and I know who I play for. Today's episode is a holy disruption, a sacred confrontation of small thinking. Because if you've ever dared to say something out loud that made the room go quiet, if you ever felt like the weight of other people's disbelief sitting on your vision, then you know what I mean when I say it takes audacity to think you can build a billion-dollar portfolio. But here's what I know. I didn't get that vision from ego. I got it from source. And when spirit places something that big in your belly, you better believe it's meant to be born. Let's talk about what happens when you stop trying to make your dream digestible and finally say it with your chest. Let's ground this message in Habakkuk 2:2-3. Write the vision and make it plain on tablets, that he may run who reads it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time. Through a tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. This verse is about timing, yes, but it's also about clarity, about owning the vision with no disclaimers, no downsizing, no shame. It doesn't say, write the vision, as long as it makes sense to other people. It doesn't say, write the vision, but water it down so it feels humble. It says, write it, make it plain. Because what's plain to you is enough for God to move on. There's something I don't always say out loud, not because I'm unsure of it, but because I've been conditioned to think I had to ease people into my bigness. See, I've known for a long time that I wasn't put here to build something small, that my calling wasn't just to coach clients to 6, 7, and 8 figures and call it a good run. No, I've always known I was supposed to build an empire, and not just for me. For legacy, for my people, for the proof that we can do it our way. But I didn't always say it boldly, because there were years I played respectable. Years I let people's lack of vision define how I showed up in rooms. Years I watered down my ideas to make them palatable so I wouldn't intimidate or push too far or outshine. And here's what really hit me one day. I've helped others scale. I've helped others automate structure and grow. I've helped others realize their multi-million dollar potential quietly and faithfully. But when I said I want to build a billion-dollar portfolio, even I had to sit with the sting of my own disbelief. Not because I didn't believe I couldn't do it, but because I had internalized that audacity was arrogance, that having that much vision made you look too much. But now I know better. Because here's the truth. Every step I've taken, every business I've built, every automation I've created, every room I've entered has been preparation. Not for something small, not for something safe, but for something monumental. And I had to stop compromising with my own destiny, stop dimming the vision to make it easier for others to accept. because now I realize the audacity to believe I can build a billion-dollar portfolio is actually the obedience to what I was always called to do. Write the vision and make it plain, for the vision is yet for an appointed time. For years, I wrote the vision in pencil, soft, erasable, just in case it made someone uncomfortable. But now I carve it into stone, because I'm no longer entertaining the idea that my vision is too much. I've coached people to six figures, seven figures, and yes, even eight figures, not once, consistently. So when I say I have the audacity to build a billion-dollar portfolio, I'm not pulling numbers out of the air. I'm pointing to the fruit, to the systems, to the God-given insight I've walked in all along. But the world doesn't always respond well when a woman, especially a black woman, declares a billion-dollar vision. They want us to whisper our goals. They want us to preface everything with gratitude and disclaimers. But this verse doesn't say ask for permission. It doesn't say to wait until they understand. It says to write it down, make it plain, and run with it. The vision isn't random. It's appointed. That means it's already been assigned to you. Your name is on it. And when you walk in that kind of clarity, you stop treating your dream like a side hustle. You start treating it like a prophecy. Neville Goddard said, "Dare to believe in the reality of your assumption and watch the world play its part relative to its fulfillment." That's not just a cute quote. That's universal law. The world doesn't respond to what you hope for. It responds to what you assume is already yours. And I had to confront that. Even with everything I built, I still had residue of the belief that said, dream big, but not too big. Ask for more, but not that much. Serve quietly, but don't take up too much space. But that's not spiritual. That's social conditioning. Florence Scovel Shin said, "Man can only receive what he sees himself receiving." So the audacity to say, "I'm building a billion-dollar portfolio," isn't delusion. It's clarity. It's me seeing myself receiving on the level that matches my calling. Not just for money's sake, but because I know the impact that kind of power can create when it's held in integrity. Audacity is alignment. Audacity is devotion. Audacity is obedience. Because if God gave me the vision, then shrinking it is not humility, it's disobedience. The law of assumption says the world will reflect your inner state. So if I walk like it's mine, think like it's mine, build like it's mine, it has to become mine. That's the law. And I'm no longer afraid to use it on the scale it was always meant for. So I don't know what your dream is or what your goal is, but let's journal and reflect some radical self-permission. So take a breath. Let it out. Let this be a space where you stop shrinking and start claiming. Number one, what's the vision you've been afraid to say out loud because you thought it sounded too big? Write it in its fullest form. No disclaimers, no filters, just truth. Number two, where have you been holding the vision quietly while waiting for others to get it or give you permission? What would it look like to lead without waiting? Number three, have you ever felt like having big dreams made you seem arrogant, unrealistic, or ungrateful? Who or what planted that belief in you, and are you ready to release it? Number four, what fruit from your past proves that this next level vision is not only possible, but inevitable? List the receipts. Name the people you've helped, the businesses you've built, the patterns you've repeated in excellence. Complete the sentence. This is number five. If I fully trusted that my billion-dollar vision was given to me by Source, I would start and then let your soul finish the rest. Number six, what systems, environments, or relationships are still built around the smaller version of you? What needs to shift to reflect the magnitude of your new season? Number seven, finally, write a commitment to your vision, not as a hope, not as a wish, but as a spiritual agreement, and then seal it with this. I no longer ask permission to carry what I was born to hold. I choose audacity. I choose alignment. I choose me. Now, let's do some affirmations and a guided visualization. I was born for this. So speak them aloud, slow, sure, and just let them resonate through your body. I have the audacity to believe what God whispered to me. I am not arrogant. I am aligned. I do not shrink to make others comfortable. I am building a billion-dollar legacy, and I don't need permission. My calling is too sacred to dilute. My impact is too real to doubt. What I see inside will be made real outside. I carry this vision because I'm the one who can bring it to life. I was born for this, and I will not apologize for it. Now, let's seal this truth in your spirit. Close your eyes if you can. You're standing on the rooftop of a tall building, but it doesn't feel like pressure. It feels like clarity. The sky is wide, the air is crisp, and everything around you is quiet, except for one truth pulsing in your body. You were never meant to play small. Below you, the world is still catching up, but you can already see it. The companies, the land, the investments, the impact, the people your vision will serve. You hold it all in your hands, not with strain, but with reverence. You look down at your feet and realize you're not standing on a building. You're standing on a foundation made of every single moment you didn't give up. Every client you served, every system you built, every lesson you alchemized into wisdom. This isn't hype. This is earned clarity. You lift your head and say calmly and clearly, I was born for this. I will build what they said was impossible. I will steward it with grace, with excellence, and with soul. I don't need applause. I need alignment. I'm not waiting another day. And as you breathe, you feel the future meeting you in the presence. Your vision isn't far away. It's only begun. You don't have to tone it down. You don't have to shrink to make it believable. You don't have to prove your worth before claiming what's already yours. If God gave you the vision, the timing is sacred. The magnitude is intentional. The path is already unfolding. And no, it won't always make sense to others. It's not supposed to, because you were the one entrusted with it. So say it again, this time without flinching. I have the audacity to build a billion-dollar portfolio. Not out of ego, but out of obedience. The world will catch up, and when it does, you'll already be living what you once whispered in private. Until the next time, be happy, be healthy, be whole, and above all, be rich. Rich in vision, rich in permission, and rich in unstoppable belief. If this message spoke to you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it, live it, and let's do it again. Head over to happyhealthywholerich.com for more powerful teachings and join the movement. Remember, your breakthrough is waiting, but you have to show up. Until the next time, stay happy, healthy, whole, and rich.